KNDY.
And a very pleasant good evening and welcome back to the 2021 portion of our high school basketball campaign. A brief start in December, a road trip to Sabetha, and then home games for Marysville before the Christmas break. And the Bulldogs open back at home tonight. A game that was originally scheduled at Abilene. I don't know the backstory, but they swapped home and away locations. Will play at Abilene later in the season. It's Marysville at the Junior Senior High Activity Center hosting Abilene, resuming play tonight. It's North Central Kansas League action. And our broadcast coverage is service of our KNDY Sports Booster Club members. As always, we appreciate their support and would appreciate your letting them know that it's important they support Marysville High Athletics. Also teaming up with our friends at BVTV tonight. They're streaming live, so you can find that on your streaming link. I won't tell you how. You probably know better than I do. But BVTV, we appreciate the partnership broadcasting on streaming many of these games and a replay, I believe, later on. I would say come on down. Plenty of good seats available, but COVID-19 restricts that. We'll come back. A look at the girls' matchup, boys to follow. It's high school basketball tonight on KNDY.
As I look back over the past year, I've seen many neighbors and friends who have passed through our doors, and I want to make sure you know how important you are to us. We thank you for your business and look forward to serving you in the future. We'll continue to shop the many different insurance companies to find you the best deal for your home, farm, equipment, vehicles, crops, and business. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Again, thanks for your business.
Usually I get upset when someone takes my stuff, but not when Tim's Disposal comes by. I'm glad to see their professionals show up and take all my garbage because they're such pros at taking things. They not only offer garbage disposal, but have roll-off service for those big jobs when you need to get rid of a lot of stuff. And don't worry if you don't live in Marysville. Tim's Disposal will come take your stuff if you live in Marshall, Washington, or Gage counties. If you're ready for someone to come take your stuff, call Tim's Disposal at 562-5360.
Napa Know-How.
Locally owned, locally operated, your Napa Parts store in Marysville offers Napa parts and accessories, plus the tools, equipment, and supplies you need to get every job done right the first time. The right tools at the right price, plus Napa Know-How. From your locally owned and locally operated Napa Parts store in Marysville, Enan's Automotive.
Napa Know-How.
Farming is your way of life. State Farm agent John Bannister gets that. State Farm's farm policies are designed to deliver broad, flexible coverage customized to how you run your operation. Protect what you've worked hard to build. John is proud to tailor coverage to meet the vast needs of your farm. Contact State Farm agent John Bannister, 1022 Broadway in Marysville today.
And again, welcome back. Minutes away from girls tip-off, boys action to follow. It's a Friday night doubleheader tipping off the 2021 portion of the campaign. COVID-19 obviously changing a whole lot of things. My lone broadcast in December was the road trip to Sabetha, and that was the night before parents were allowed, and it was just a very scant turnout. The bus driver and the scorekeepers and the JV teams were allowed in the gymnasium and the pep band. That was it. We have at least a smattering of the crowd here, but with caution tape on the bleachers, it's just a very different feel than we're normally accustomed to. Marysville and Abilene here tonight. Two teams should match up well. Marysville a win in four starts. They lost a league game thus far. Abilene's only played twice. They've lost both of those. One was a league game. So it's Marysville 1-3 hosting Abilene, winless in two starts. Starting lineup for the visiting Abilene Cowgirls, Reagan Ditto's a 5'7 senior. Abby Lillard's a 5'7 senior. Jenna Hayes, a 5'9 junior. Allison Libby, a 5'4 senior. And Joy Clements, a 5'5 junior. For Marysville, Eva Peschel's a 5'8 junior. Linda Franco, a 5'10 senior. Lainey Schaefer, a 5'6 junior. Macy Raver, a 5'6 senior. And Madison Runnebaum is a 6' junior. Your coaches tonight for the Marysville Bulldogs, Jeannie Renier, and for the Abilene Cowgirls, Mike Leiby. Bulldog pep band entertaining the crowd across the way. By the way, they put on a tremendous performance. Had a late holiday concert last night. tremendous job well done by Director Jamie Miniman, the junior and the senior high school bands. Abilene will take first possession. Again, a COVID issue. We do not do a tip-off. We flip a coin. And Abilene works left to right here at the Marysville Junior Senior High Activity Center. As Marysville falls into man-man pressure, Abilene Cowgirls playing right to left around the horn with a lob pass underneath, tracked back down by Abby Lillard. Kicks it out top. Shot rims out top of the key from Allison Leiby, then is tracked out of bounds and stays in Abilene's possession. Again, a couple of teams that stumbled with what few games they played in December. Marysville 1-3 on the season. Losses to Sabetha, Valley Heights, Clay Center. Picked up a win versus Concordia their last game out before the break. Bulldogs take possession, but it goes right back to Abilene on a stolen pass underneath by Jenna Hayes. Here come the Cowgirls in their road orange, trimmed in white. Perimeter pass, Jenna Hayes, near side, cross court to Abby Lillard. Shot near the arc, missed. Tracked down on the near side of the paint by Marysville's Macy Raver. Bulldogs right to left here on their home court. Pass swiped at center court by Reagan Ditto. Reach in on Ditto coming into the forecourt. An early foul is whistled. And to Franco on the reach in to try to grab that ball away. Picks up her first personal. Again, we're live tonight. AM 1570, FM 94.1. KNDYRadio.com. And on our mobile app as well. Free download available. Teaming with BVTV for the simulcast of their streaming tonight. Cowgirls play across the paint. Jenna Hayes tripped up. Follow shot underneath is good. Abby Lillard breaks the ice. Abilene off to a 2-0 start, and they haven't started the clock. It's been idle for quite a while. Underneath the Marysville Eva Peschel to tie things up at 2 apiece. And still the clock's not rolling. Showing 6:58. Should be closer to 5:58. Jenna Hayes out between the rings. Reagan Ditto comes topside. Long look in the lane. Defenders stay inside the arc. Joy Clements off the near side. Play in the paint. Reagan Ditto. Turnaround hook doesn't fall. Macy Raver, nice job, splits a couple defenders to swipe the rebound. And still the clock is not rolling. 2-2 tie early in the ball game. Top of the key shot missed by Eva Peschel. Whistle on the rebound attempt. Jenna Hayes picks up her first. Early substitution off the Cowgirl bench is Clara Danifer, a 5'11 freshman. Steps in for Reagan Ditto. Bulldogs playing bounds from baseline. Linda Franco fouled on a turnaround shot. Earns a couple of free throw opportunities. Well, we've taken 5 seconds off the clock in the last 5 minutes. A second foul whistle on Abilene's, no, first on Abilene's Abby Lillard. The second team foul. Franco connects. Bulldogs their first lead in the contest. Chance to extend that to 2. It's up and good. Marysville really struggled with free throws some in December, knocking down the first couple of opportunities here. It's a 4-2 ball game, and the clock's rolling. That'll put me at ease. Livy, top of the key, double team pressure. Knocked down, swiped by Macy Raver. Bulldog takeaway. Feed down the floor to Laney Schaefer on the near side. Pass to the forecourt, tip over the timeline. Knocked away by the Cowgirls. Bulldogs' Macy Raver recovers. Man-to-man pressure. Linda Franco drives to the paint. Shot near the free throw line, missed. Peschel with the board underneath. DeFranco just outside the lane. Doesn't draw iron. Clean out of underneath. It's good for Eva Peschel. It's her second score. 6-2 MHS by the clock. 2 minutes into the ballgame. Double-team pressure underneath on a shot attempt by Clara Donifer. and she was fouled, earns a couple of free throws. Whistle on Linda Franco is going to be her second personal. Danifer, a freshman reserve in the contest. And her first free throw is on the way. Bouncing off the rim. No good. McKenna Miniman, a 5'4 junior, checks in the Marysville lineup. As well as Emily Dressman, a 5'6 senior. Second free throw is good. And it's 6-3 Bulldogs, just over 2 minutes into the contest. Macy Raver, near side pass, knocked back her way. Abilene's got good reach out there and a good read on the ball. They're stepping in front of a lot of passes. Here's one baseline that Jenna Hayes had, but was on the baseline out of bounds. Play in the paint. Madison Runnebaum puts it up and in. 8-3 NHS. 3 of 5. Marysville starters have scored. Allison Leiby in traffic near the free throw line. They play it off to the near side. Jenna Hayes knocks down a tray. Hayes with the first long ball tonight brings the Cowgirls within two. Macy Raver answers with one of her own. Raver for three extends the Marysville lead back to 11-6. And impressively, 4 of 5 Marysville starters have scored just 3 minutes in. Hayes, double-team pressure on the near side. Fadeaway jumper, she was fouled. Hayes coming to the line. Macy Raver picks up her first third-team foul. And it's Hayes coming to the charity stripe. Her first look is good. Second off the Abilene bench is Alice Bathurst, 5'8 sophomore. Second free throw good. Team's hitting 5 of 6 free throw attempts here. It's 11-8. Bulldogs with the lead and the ball. Eschel near side to Raver, looks in the lane. Out top instead of Miniman. Far side, Eschel back to Miniman. Finds Raver for three on the near side. Jumps off the heel of the rim, doesn't fall. Abilene rebounds, hauled out by Abby Lillard. Jenna Hayes, three out of the corner off the side of the rim. Tips it out of bounds on the baseline. Trying to knock it back in play like a volleyball move. Didn't work. Here's NHS. Their first game of the 21 portion of the season. Perimeter passes. Far side, Peschel. Miniman out top. Near side to Raver. Cross court, Peschel. Back around to Raver. Underneath, Runnebaum. Guarded. Shots up, missed. Dressman follow, missed. And the rebound's out to Abilene's Clara Danifer. Cowgirls down three, middle of the first quarter. Pass underneath, kicked away by Runnebaum out of bounds. Play from baseline. Tipped. Tracked out of bounds by Eva Peschel. Good effort. Here's Ashlyn Price, a 5'9 junior from Marysville. Also stepping in is Bryn O'Neill, a 5'5 sophomore, as Amy Renier goes 9 deep. Amara Johnson, a sophomore, checks in for Abilene, going 8 deep on the bench. Marysville starts a pair of seniors, a trio of juniors. Abilene, a trio of seniors and a pair of juniors. Bench is mostly all underclassmen for both teams. Foul whistle. Clara Donifer picks up her first. Team fouls even at 3 apiece. 3:40 remains, opening cue. 11-8, Bulldogs with the basketball. Eva Peschel thought about a three near side. Plays off the wing to Dressman instead. And around to the far side. Miniman comes in the paint. Splits defenders. Takes it to the hoop for two. Nice move by the junior McKenna Miniman, earning a free throw to boot. Went in with a lot of courage against a couple of orange jerseys, including Alice Bathurst, who picks up her first personal. Miniman a chance to extend this lead to six. Bouncing off the back of the rim, then off the glass. Dressman underneath pushes it up once, twice. Can't get either fall. And the board's hauled out by Abilene's Clara Denifer. Guarded shot by Dressman. Block. Doesn't fall. Peschel return down the floor. Looks top of the key. Fires near side to O'Neill. Dressman near the corner, missed, got her own rebound. All had the rebound, but couldn't hang on. Tips it to Eva Peschel to keep it in play. Top of the key, Miniman misses a three. Another Bulldog rebound. This one, Ashlyn Price off the baseline. Bulldogs working the offensive boards hard. Teams are just about even size-wise out there. Emily Dressman to the free throw line connects. Player rotation continues. Couple of Abilene substitutions and a Marysville check-in. Dressman for the second free throw. It's good. Marysville struggled in December from the free throw line. 4 of 5 here tonight. Extending the lead to 7, biggest in the ball game. 2:35 remains, opening quarter. And a steal by Emily Dressman. Bulldogs take it away underneath. Miniman fires down the floor. O'Neill on the far side. Around near side to Dressman. Raver off the wing, out top to O'Neill. Now right side to Price. Brings Raver out top. O'Neill near the lane. Pass to midcourt. Miniman wasn't there. Tried to track it down, but the over and back whistle gives Abilene possession. Marysville JV girls won earlier tonight. Initials in for O'Neill. Cowgirls, a pair of field goals. Three free throws. That's their 8 points. Allison Leiby, three off the near side, bouncing off the top of the rim. Dressman with the rebound. Coach Leiby giving Abilene the green light on those long shots tonight. Pass underneath, stolen away. Intercepted by Abilene. Jenna Hayes near the lane, splits defenders as she tumbles to the floor. Loose ball is picked up by Miniman. Pressure in the backcourt. Peschel brings it across the timeline. Raver near side, long look in the lane. Around the horn instead. Dressman, nice move to the hoop. Layup is good. That was pretty. Emily Dressman. 17-8 Bulldogs, double digit. Nope, not quite. 9-point lead. Under a minute remains in the opening cue. Man-to-man pressure. Near side wing is Leiby. Cutting underneath. Manages to keep it in play to Abby Lillard. She was fouled. Ashlyn Price, her first. And a free throw is up and good. Both teams connecting at the charity stripe. Second free throw's up and good. That's Sammy Stout. I wasn't seeing her 13. I was seeing her as number 3. Let's give credit where it's due. Trims the Marysville lead to 7 with 40 seconds and counting. Eva Pesha lob into Runabom underneath. Whistle on the rebound, which was knocked down by the Cowgirls. And they give possession to NHS. Now with a half minute left. From the corner, Bryn O'Neill missing the iron. Eva Peschel between defenders hold it down, but they give Abilene possession with 25 seconds to play. One and three Marysville hosting winless Abilene. This is only their third game of the season. Long ball doesn't draw iron off the far side. Stout near side corner with the rebound. Jenna Hayes out top for 3. Tie up on the rebound attempt. Gives Marysville possession with 5.7 to play. Shot at the buzzer by Lainey Schaefer doesn't want to fall. That's the end of the first quarter as Marysville leads Abilene in high school girls action. 17-10, live tonight on TNDY and BVTV. Our broadcast coverage is service of our TNDY Sports Booster Club members.
When you roller, send for Schroeder.
For complete body repair, see Jeff at Schroeder Collision Center. A family business for several generations, let Jeff and his quality crew help you with your auto needs. Schroeder Collision Center, 701 Carolina, 562-3546.
Kickafer & Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickafer & Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickafer & Bussing, where quality begins.
Choosing furniture can be tricky. Will it be durable and stand up to everyday wear? My pets? My kids? Will it fit in the room I want to put it in? Will it be easy to clean? Is it comfortable? So many questions that need to be answered. Well, Feldkamp's Furniture in Marysville has you covered. Their staff can make recommendations, help you personalize options, and find exactly what you need, even if it isn't on their sales floor. It's personal shopping at its best and available at Feldkamp's Furniture.
Marysville girls lead Abilene 17-10. Just underway, second quarter. Bruce Gierking live on KNDY and BVTV tonight. Ashlyn Price picks up her second foul whistle. 5 team fouls each way. Bulldog defense has been impressive, allowing just 2 field goals thus far. Over a half dozen long shots put up by Abilene. Add to that, here's a long ball from Joy Clements that doesn't fall. Kept in play by Jenna Hayes on the rebound. Underneath to Abby Lillard. Hong on the rim. Wouldn't fall. Madison Runabom scores the board. Bulldogs down the floor, right to left. Eva Paschal guarded man-to-man in the forecourt. Plays Macy Raver on the far side. Missed from the arc. Tracked out of bounds just in front of the scorer's bench on the near side. Amy Rainier's team off to an impressive start, 17 first quarter points, 4 of 5 free throws, 4 of 5 starters scored, 2 off the bench have scored. Couple that with a defense that hasn't allowed a field goal in probably better than 6 minutes now. MHS inbounds from baseline. Short to the hoop. Shot is up by Madison Runabom for her second score. It's 19-10. Down Now girls play to Lillard from the free throw line. Uses the glass for the shot. Lillard's second score. It's 19-12. Heschel, far side to Raver. Checks the lane. Cross court. They come down low. Baseline shot by Eva Peschel. Missing. Rebound to the Cowgirls. Libby hauls it down. Pass tip by Raver. Dressman goes to her knees. Fights between defenders for control. It's tipped out of bounds. Which way? Abilene. Cowgirls take timeout. 6:27 remains first half. It's Abilene trailing Marysville 19-12.
How would you like to have a steady job with a schedule that works for you and your family? You're in luck. Tension is hiring operators and adjusters at the Marysville plant. If you like to take things apart and put them back together again, if you enjoy being part of a team, if you're looking for flexible work with competitive pay and benefits, this could be a great match for you. Work for a company you know you can trust. Visit tension.com/careers to learn more and apply.
Bruce Dierking live, Bulldog Basketball on AM 1570, FM 94.1, KNDYRadio.com, and our mobile app. Teaming with BVTV for streaming coverage tonight. We air all the home and away Marysville games. We'll be on the road twice with Marysville. Schedule allow next week. Madison Runholm steals a pass. Bulldogs lead 19-12. Playing to Emily Dressman in her knee. Hits the base of the rim. Doesn't fall. Runabomb comes out to the far corner with the Marysville rebound. Cross-court pass to Schaefer. Meets defenders coming to the free throw line. Gives it back to Dressman out front. Raver from the corner underneath the Runabomb. Madison Runabomb puts it in. Her third score. Bulldogs back by nine with 5:45 and counting. Pass stolen by Runabomb. Fair share of takeaways by the Marysville defense tonight. Eva Peschel, top of the key, count it for three. Her third score, 7 points on the books. Timeout Abilene, 5.5 minutes to play first half. Marysville 24, Abilene 12.
This is Brian Crott with Farm Bureau. We're now at our new location downtown and invite you by. We've expanded to better serve Marshall County and welcome our Farm Bureau customers to stop in for a Super Check annual review. And of course, we always welcome new customers for a free quote on auto, home, life, or health insurance. We offer financial services to meet your investment needs. Call me, Brian Crott, Darcy Claycamp, Wade Maddox, or Joy Wilkinson, now at 12th and Broadway, just west of the courthouse. Farm Bureau Financial Services, Marshall County, protecting livelihoods and futures.
Olmsted Real Estate and Auctions, your farm and home marketing team since 1976. Let the family team of Tim, Tom, and Rob Olmsted and brother-in-law Tom Kirkland guide you in your real estate experience of selling or buying a home or farmland. Olmsted Real Estate and Auctions is experienced in providing timely, professional, and honest service. Find them on the web at olmstedrealestate.com or call today at 785-353-2210.
Marysville opens the season at home. Again, this was a schedule change from the original schedule. We swapped locations on the schedule. I don't know quite why, but it's what it is. Marysville at Concordia Tuesday at Wamego Friday of next week, as I recall. Bulldogs off to a 7-2 run here in this second quarter, opening a double-digit lead, doubling up the score, in fact, 24-12. Here is a foul whistle on Madison Runabomb, her first. Next whistle puts Abilene in the bonus. Cowgirls haven't produced a lot of offense, just 3 field goals tonight. A lot of long balls that hit the rim but wouldn't fall. Here's a traveling whistle. And Abilene turnover. Again, this is only their third start of a season. They had some quarantine issues in December. Midcourt, nice save by Emily Dressman. Manages to keep it in play. As Raver is out top. Near side, Miniman. Pass to the forecourt. Travels out of bounds. Cowgirl possession. Middle of the second quarter. Nothing doing. Near side baseline for Stout. Double team pressure on Lillard near the lane. Lobs it into the air and swiped away. Here's Miniman down the floor to Rummelbaum. Shot off the near side arc. Missed. Rebound to Abilene. Down the floor to Jenna Hayes. First shot doesn't go. Cowgirls with the offensive board. Top of the key three for Abby Lillard. They've been looking for the long ball. That's her third score. Her first three trims the lead back to nine. Under 4 minutes and counting, first half. Taylor Myers, the Marysville lineup. And if Franco is back in for Marysville, went out with a couple of early fouls. Quite a few personnel changes for Amy Rainier. And under the COVID restrictions, I didn't go down and check the books. I went with one I had from December. Three out of the corner by Abby Lillard. Back-to-back trays. And she's got 10 points of 18 for Abilene. Franco just back in the game. Comes in the paint with a shot. Missed. Lillard undercuts her for the rebound. Long pass down the floor. Stolen by McKenna Miniman. It's a six-point affair on the two trays by Lillard. Franco from the far side arc drives in near the lane. Shot missed. Got her own board. Too deep underneath. Feeds under the basket to Meyer. Jenna Hayes picks up her second personal. Team fouls even at six apiece. Great free throw shooting for both teams. 4 of 5 for Marysville, 5 of 6 for Abilene, all in the first quarter. Here's a free throw for the Bulldogs by Meyer. Couple of substitutions off the Abilene bench. Pause in the action here. Second free throw's up. Missed on this one. Abby Lillard comes down with the ball. Almost got away. Nice save in the far corner by Clements. Lillard across midcourt to Bathurst, back in the lineup. Playing the paint to Clements. Turnaround shot near the free throw line doesn't go. Runabomb with the Marysville board. MHS by 7. Errant pass to the baseline. Got away out of bounds. Eva Peschel's back in. .242 to play in the half. Cowgirl basketball. Lillard out of the corner. Working around to Clements near the arc. Shot missed. Another Madison Runabomb rebound. Down the floor to Franco. Near side wing. Nothing doing. Coming to the lane. Back around far side. And top of the key. Three-point shot missed. Final whistle to stop the clock at 2:06. Madison Runabomb picks up her second. Runabomb, Franco, and Price with two each for Marysville. Rice and Reaver check in off the Marysville bench. Free throw on the way is good, earning a bonus. Abby Lillard, second look, it's up and good. She has 12 of 20 points as Abilene trims the Marysville lead to 5. Clock rolls under 2 minutes to play. Raver, 3 off the near side. Off the rim, doesn't fall. Ashlyn Price will reach in on Allison Leiby for a jump ball whistle. Pretty good matchup between these two. Both coaches would like to get the 21 portion of the campaign off on a winning start. Marysville's lone win in December was their last outing versus Concordia. And we head there Tuesday night. Linda Franco shot rims off, doesn't fall. High in the air for the rebound is Abilene's Clara Danifer. Abilene was trailing by 12. They're within 5. Look by Bathurst on the near side. Has it knocked out of bounds in the corner. Good hustle by Macy Raver. Abilene winless in their 2 starts in December. Concordia and Smoky Valley. Lost Concordia by 6 points, 42-36. Lost Smoky Valley double digits, 45-31. Lob underneath. Alice Bathurst caught the pass. She was undercut and fouled. Ashlyn Price picks up her 3rd. And it's Bathurst at the line in the bonus. Price comes out on 3 fouls. Emily Dressman is in. Bathurst free throw is up. It's good. Continuing to hit a torrid pace of free throws. 8 of 9. And the bonus for Bathurst rims off. Franco with the Bulldog possession. Peschel, far side to Franco. To the lane to Peschel in traffic. Tumbles to the floor. Ball's knocked away a couple times. Dressman with the final handle on it, far side. Play to Peschel again in traffic. Boy, they're knocking her around like a pinball. Finally, a foul whistle here. We'll bring Eva Peschel to the free throw line. She is absolutely smothered in there. Allison Leiby's 1st. Substitution. Miniman checks in for Franco. Peschel's 1st trip to the line tonight. Flat, short. Raver rebound. 45 seconds to play. Shot missed by Sedlacek. Offensive board, Raver. Out to Miniman, missing a 3. And Allison Leiby takes it down. Cowgirls trail by 4. We're under a half minute and counting. 25-21. Joy Clements looks over her shoulder for the sign from the bench. Pass far side, stolen by Eva Peschel. One-on-one to the hoop. It's good. Eva Peschel converts the steal. She's got 9 points. Bulldogs by 6. Clock rolls under 10 as Clements comes forecourt. Holding it high, top of the key, knocked down, knocked around, picked up by the Cowgirls. Traveling whistle will give Marysville final possession with 1.3 seconds remaining. Ditto's back in for the Cowgirls. Bulldogs have to go the length of the court with under a second and a half. Inbounds is all they'll do and take the lead to the locker room at halftime. In North Central Kansas League girls play, it's Marysville 27, Abilene 21.
Along with the new 2021 Chevy Silverado pickups, the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a pair of 2021 Chevy Equinox. Pick yours today. They also have a new 2020 Buick Encore Preferred and a 2020 Buick Enclave Premium Edition at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Cromie Lumber in Marysville and Washington offers sales, template, and installation of countertops, including quartz, solid surface, and Corian. Visit CromieLumber.com or stop in 609 Carolina in Marysville or 200 Ballard in Washington. For your next kitchen remodel project, see Cromie Lumber in Marysville and Washington.
If you're 50 or over, it may be time to switch your auto and home insurance. The AARP Auto and Home Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through the Copeland Insurance Agency in Marysville. Discover rates, benefits, and service designed for AARP members, plus extra savings when you insure both your auto and home. Call the Copeland Insurance Agency in Marysville at 619-6220. That's 619-6220. Or visit copelandinsurance.net. Certain policy features not available in all states. Applicants are individually underwritten. Hartford Fire Insurance Company, Hartford, Connecticut.
Landall Company Marysville has roots as a small welding shop growing into an internationally known supplier of farm, construction, and material handling equipment and trailers. Landall Company is looking for skilled people in welding, assembly, and fabrication, offering competitive wages and an excellent benefits package. Join the team that gets the job done right. Apply online at Landall.com. Landall Company Marysville, an equal opportunity employer, small town pride known worldwide.
Bulldog Pep Band, the Marysville High School Band, entertaining our rather sparse COVID crowd here, but that's full capacity under the rules. They did finally allow parents after that first game of the season. They allowed parents to come in, and so at least it gives us some sense of what we're accustomed to, but not the full house we'd normally have here at the Marysville Junior Senior High Activity Center. Chris Dierking, glad to have you with us back at home. Live coverage, home and away games on AM 1570, FM 94.1, streaming at tndyradio.com, and download our free mobile app. We're teaming with BBTV for a stream here tonight, and I believe they offer a replay on the game as well, so enjoy that. Marysville leading Abilene 27-21. Abilene had the first basket of the ball game. That was their only lead as Marysville rolled to a 17-10 first quarter advantage, holding Abilene to just a pair of first quarter field goals. They hit 5 of 6 free throws in that opening 8. That kept them in the ball game, but they were down 7 points. Bulldogs opened a 12-point advantage early in the second quarter, but Abilene's Abby Lillard went to work. Hit 3 of their 5 field goals in that second quarter run. 2 of those 3 were Trey's, and she adds a couple of free throws, 2 of 2, for 12 points to lead scoring for Abilene in the first half. Jenna Hayes has 4, an early Trey, and a couple of free throws. That's it for scorers from the starters. Sammy Stouts off the bench with a pair of free throws. Clara Danifer and Alice Bathurst have a free throw each. As Abilene scores 10 in the first, 11 in the second, first half total of 21, trailing Marysville with a balanced attack, 4 of 5 starters have scored, 7 players have scored for Amy Renier's team. Marysville led by Eva Peschel with 9 points. Madison Runnebaum drops in 6. Macy Raver with an early tray. Linda Franco scored 2. She's been on the bench some with a couple of foul whistles. Emily Dressman comes in with 4 points. McKenna Miniman 2 points, and Taylor Meyer a free throw. 17 in a strong first quarter start for MHS. 10 points in the second, 27 in the first half. They lead 27-21. Abilene 8 of 10 free throws. Marysville 5 of 7 free throws. Very impressive at the line both sides. Bulldogs lead the Cowgirls at the half. It's 27-21.
Personal care and service are hallmarks of doing business with RX Drug in Marysville. As a locally owned and operated Health Mart pharmacy, you're assured the one-on-one attention and guidance that they deliver every day. It's convenient, fast, and friendly when you count on RX. Front door parking, easy access, and if need be, they can bring your prescription out or deliver. Friendly personal service, it's how they've always done business at RX Drug, downtown Marysville.
Raising cattle is a business, and when your business needs a financial resource, we're a good company to call on.
As your ag banking resource, we've gained a lot of experience over the years, working with local producers, lending a hand. Talk to us. You'll be raising your livestock in good company. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Routine vision care is an important part of your overall health right from birth. Blue River Eye Care in downtown Marysville is dedicated to your vision and keeping your eyes healthy. We offer comprehensive vision care from basic exams to medical care for ocular diseases, contact lens fittings for all eyes, have 24-hour emergency care, and offer free comprehensive exams from birth through age 5. Visit our website at blueRiverEyeCare.com, visit our Facebook page, or call the office for your appointment today. Blue River Eye Care. The difference is clear.
Get your hungry crew fed no matter what time it is. CJ Express stores in Marysville and Frankfort have the snacks, drinks, and food your family loves. Hunt Brothers Pizza, all toppings, no extra charge. Crispy, juicy Bird Shack fried chicken, and sandwiches and salads made to order. With two stores and delivery options in Marysville and a store in Frankfort, get your grub wherever you are. Call ahead, get it delivered, or just stop in now and satisfy your hunger at CJ Express.
Do-it-yourself projects never stop, and to make light work of the toughest tasks, Hometown Lumber offers tools and supplies at special prices. Doorbusters this month include the Milwaukee 12-volt cordless stubby impact wrench in 3/8, quarter, and half-inch sizes for $165.99 each. For painting jobs, the 4-foot mini steel scaffold platform is a steal at $99.99. It's adjustable, portable, and easy to store. Stop in for more Doorbusters at Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
Boys teams on the floor warming up. They'll tip off as the second of our doubleheader tonight. Marysville girls lead Abilene 27-21 here at the half. Clay Center girls lead Riley County 18-16 at the half. As we open the 21 portion of the campaign, Clay Center is undefeated in three starts, one league start atop the NCKL. Then Concordia 2-2, 1-1. Marysville's only win this season over Concordia. Wamego 2-1 hasn't played a league game. Marysville 1-3 with a league loss to Clay Center. Abilene, Willis in their two starts, a league loss. And Chapman has not played yet this season. Yes, COVID-19 wrecked the December schedule. Forcing some changes, this was to have been a road trip at Abilene tonight. Those were swapped. Marysville with road trips Tuesday at Concordia, then Friday at Wamego. We'll be live with both those affairs on AM 1570, FM 94.1, streaming on our website, pndyradio.com, and our mobile app as well. Home and away games, the service of our PNDY Sports Booster Club members. Cole Fredrickson and the Marysville Wrestlers open the 21 portion of the campaign at Beatrice. The Beatrice Invitational is a varsity event tomorrow. Begins at 9:30. A double duel of Clay Center and Abilene's on the schedule this Thursday. Well, let's hope we can get some activity in here in January. I think the schools have done an excellent job containing the COVID, reacting but not overreacting. And again, with the restrictions, a little bit different atmosphere here tonight, but we're awfully glad you're a part of our broadcast as the Marysville girls lead Abilene at the half, 27-21.
If you're needing electrical, HVAC, or plumbing work, give S&S Service a call. They do it all, and no job is too big or too small, and they offer free estimates. S&S Service has the experience and know-how to get the job done and done right. And if you can't trust electrical work to a guy named Zach Sparks, who can you trust? That's S&S Service. Give them a call today, 268-0776.
For quality used vehicles and quality service, come see us at Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, East Highway 36 in Marysville, Kansas. Honeyman Auto has experienced mechanics and a great selection of used cars, trucks, and SUVs. If we don't have what you're looking for, we'll find it for you. For a quality experience, quality vehicles, and quality service, come out and see Ryan, Bob, Doug, Kathy, and Cody. You can also find us on the web at honeymanauto.com. Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, Marysville, Kansas, home of quality and value. 785-619-6500.
Generations have relied on Kinsley's of Marysville, the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, Hanover Mortuary, Ward Funeral Homes of Lynn in Washington, and Landreth Axtell Funeral Home. You can continue to rely on the professional experience that they provide and the heartfelt concern that they offer each family that they serve. Caring concern in your family's time of need.
Abilene, first possession, second half, trailing Marysville 27-21. Pass to Villain, finds Allison Leiby. Nothing doing in traffic. They play it back to Leiby near the free throw line. Shot rims off for Madison Runnebaum, rebound. A six-foot junior, she's had her share of boards here tonight. Marysville's led by as many as 12, opening the second half with a six-point advantage. Abilene had fought back within four. Pass near the lane stolen by Allison Leiby on a tip from a teammate. Cowgirls right to left. Clements off far side to Hayes. Long three out of the corner. They are not afraid to shoot the long ball. Haven't had a lot of success tonight. Three of five of their field goals are three-pointers, but keep in mind that's just five field goals in the first half. Perimeter passes versus man-to-man pressure. Cross court, Franco to Raver doesn't draw iron on a three of her own. Marysville scattered just a couple of trays. All tracks out of bounds to the Cowgirls. Just underway, second half. Man-to-man pressure. Inside the arc. Marysville defense has stood tough. Pass stolen by Madison Runnebaum. An example of the many takeaways by the Bulldogs tonight. Eva Peschel on the dribble, far side, directing traffic. Franco out of the corner. Pass to Villain. Stolen away by Abby Lillard. Linda Franco sports a knee brace on her left knee. I was reminded visiting with the Abilene broadcasters tonight. It was the Abilene game last year where she went down and was incapacitated for some weeks after that week's recovery. But she's been back since the first game of the season this year. Clara Gannifer, freshman reserve, checks in for Abilene. Both coaches went deep on the bench first half. Lots of underclassmen when you get past your starting seniors. Runnebaum steals yet another pass. Eva Peschel drives the lane. To the hoop with a layup for two. Peschel leads Marysville scoring with 11, opening an eight-point advantage. 29-21, 5:35 and counting. Hayes pass to Lillard in the lane. Scoots around a couple defenders, doesn't get it to fall. It's off MHS out of bounds. And here's Alice Bathurst, a sophomore reserve in for Mike Leiby. Visitors inbounds from baseline. Hayes from the free throw line. Shot rims off. Schaefer rebound for MHS. Franco from the far side coming to the lane. Shot missed. Runnebaum follow is good for two. Madison Runnebaum, 8 points tonight. Double-digit Marysville lead at 10. It's 31-21. Pass comes high, knocked down. Nice job by Danifer. Then lost it. Peschel long pass to Raver down the floor. Tumbles toward the bench. Keeps it in play to Peschel in the forecourt. That one almost got away. Near side, Raver for three. Missed off the rim. Runnebaum follow. It's good. Madison Runnebaum back-to-back score. She's got 10 points. Bulldogs match their biggest lead in the ballgame at 12 as Abilene takes timeout with 4:13 to play third quarter. MHS leading 33-21.
At Galloway Uyghurs in Brinegar, we're about building relationships one client and one issue at a time. I'm Jason Brinegar, and I invite you to visit with me for any legal services you might have, including probate, estate planning, and trust administration. Advanced planning has countless advantages to your family, including greater control and disposition of your assets and tax issues that might come up. Call for a no-obligation appointment today. Check us out on our Facebook page or at gwblaw.net.
Hidden phone trade-ins, hidden plan requirements, hidden catches. You won't find any of those at U.S. Cellular because we do things differently. And that means you can get the Samsung Galaxy S20 FE or Google Pixel 5 for free with no hidden requirements all season long. U.S. Cellular. Upgrade to fair. Terms and conditions apply. See store uscellular.com for details.
At U.S. Cellular, we believe in a new approach, one that puts you first. Visit 517 Broadway in Marysville. Choose fair.
Abilene takes timeout as Marysville opens a 12-point advantage, 33-21, middle of his third quarter. Cowgirls held to no scores so far in the second half. Didn't realize it was that bad. Abby Lillard missing. Tie up on the rebound. Belongs to NHS. Marysville's outscored them 6-0 in the second half. Led 27-21 at the intermission. Linda Franco, three off the far side. Off the side of the rim, doesn't fall. Lillard rebound. Double check. That's Stout. She is so slender, I don't see the one in front of her three. Here off the near side is number three. That's Lillard missing. Out of bounds off the Bulldogs. Emily Dressman checks in for NHS, while Jenna Hayes, a starter, is in for Abilene. A lot of substitutions tonight. First game back from the break for both coaches, so I expect they're eager to see their teams in competition. Inbounds, Dressman has it. Tumbled to the floor. She was fouled by Jenna Hayes. It's her third. Bulldogs left or right. Graver, near side corner, finds Paschal. Around to the far side, finding Dressman. Graver out top. Paschal kicks it out right side. Franco. Emily Dressman misses the iron just inside the arc. Lillard with the Abilene rebound. Cowgirls still scoreless in the second half. We're better than 5 minutes in. It's 33-21, Marysville. It joined us late. Marysville had a 7-point first quarter advantage, opened up a 12-point lead in the second Q, took a 6-point lead to the locker room at halftime. There's pressure on Abby Lillard, tripped up, and a foul is a whistle. Emily Dressman got caught on that. And it's her first. McKenna Miniman's in the Marysville lineup, giving Runnebaum a break. Inbounds, Hayes holds it high, fires to Clemens, who can handle it in the corner. Out of bounds. Things get a little sloppy right here at the moment. Man-to-man pressure. Paschal out of the near corner. Raver near side. Too high coming off Dressman's fingertips out of bounds. And we've got 2:12 to play. No pressure on Clements. No hurry down the floor. Hayes near side. Dressman reaching around. Lillard tips it out of bounds. baseline, inbound pass, knocked down by Dressman, saved by Clemens, then tipped away and taken by Linda Franco. She's double-teamed. Help from Paschal brings it down the floor. Franco splits defenders, takes it through the hoop with a layup for two. That's Linda Franco's first field goal tonight. 4 points with early free throws. 14-point Marysville advantage. They've outscored Abilene now 8-0 in the second half. Buck 25 remains. Through traffic, play underneath to Jenna Hayes. She was in good position. It's her second field goal to fall, and that's Abilene's first score in the second half with a minute 15 remaining. Paschal looked to the lane. Instead, Raver near side. Fires to Franco coming out top. Back to Raver. And around far side, Paschal. Foster dribble, kind of came off her foot, out of bounds. There's still more substitutions. Sedlacek and Kapp in the Marysville lineup. Ditto checks in for Abilene. With under 50 seconds to go, third quarter. Ditto comes to the paint. Shot off the glass, doesn't fall. Rebound tip to Dressman. Falls back in Marysville possession. Abilene foul whistle. Reagan Ditto's first. Couple of team fouls. Haven't had a lot of foul whistles either way here in the second half. Will Marysville play the clock out? Under a half minute rings. Perimeter passes coming near side. Miniman around far side to Kapp. Fight in the forecourt. Ball is tipped away by Kapp. Sedlacek plays to Dressman underneath for the score. Emily Dressman gets her second field goal. 10 seconds remain. It's 37-23. Playing the paint. Lillard turnaround shot off the glass. Doesn't draw iron. And we'll take that 37-23 Marysville lead to a timeout into three quarters here in North Central Kansas League girls play tonight.
Go full speed ahead. Blue Valley Technologies wishes you a happy new year. If your family received new internet-connected devices as holiday gifts, such as tablets, laptops, and smartphones, you may need a new internet plan as well. Upgrading to faster internet will enable you to use many devices simultaneously without experiencing slowdowns or buffering. Call 877-876-1228 to start the new year with new internet. Service availability and speed depend on location.
When your car needs auto body repair, let Dave's Body Shop take it from here. Our techs have the resources and technology to offer fast, quality service and quick turnaround. The workmanship has to meet our high standards before we return your vehicle to you. We are also pleased to offer auto maintenance through R&K service. We have a full-time mechanic to take care of basic oil changes to a complete engine replacement. All your vehicle needs are met with friendly and honest service at Dave's Body Shop and R&K service in Marysville.
Sunflower Community Credit Union recognizes that members' health, both personal and financial, is top priority. In order to make your banking a completely safe experience, they're proud to now offer drive-in convenience, Monday through Friday, 7:30 till 5:30, Saturday, 8:30 till noon. Lending can be done remotely as well. Contact their friendly loan officers at 562-3741. New members always welcome. Call, go online, or drop by Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville for more details. Caring about your personal and financial health, Sunflower Community Credit Union.
Sammy Stout, a 5'3 freshman, crashing into the wall. Madison Runnebaum, a 6-foot junior in the lane, and the ball flies out of bounds for an MHS possession. As the Marysville girls lead here 37-23, opening fourth quarter play. Madison Runnebaum sandwiched between defenders, and it's a jump ball whistle. Bulldogs outscored them 10-2, allowing a single field goal for Abilene. Found by Jenna Hayes in the third quarter. Stepping up, man-to-man pressure, trying to force a turnover. McKinnon Miniman, a little rattled coming in the lane, was looking for Runnabomb. Too deep on the baseline, goes out of bounds. Some ground to make up for the visitors, down by 14 points, biggest margin in the ball game. Marysville led by 12 in the second Q. Abilene fought back within four to trail by six at the half. Like I say, the second half is all belong to Marysville, outscoring Abilene 10-2. A lot of turnovers. Pass comes underneath. Nice show to Grace Randall's a junior reserve. Doesn't get the basket. Here's Marysville on the return. Looking to start 21 off with a win here at home. With road trips to Concordia and Lamego next week ahead of the mid-January tournaments. Wave off a basket. Foul whistle. Grace Randall's first. Paschal in for Miniman for Amy Renier's team. Three Abilene team fouls. Ball is knocked around several times in the lane. Finally falls into the hands of Sammy Stout. And Abilene takes it the other way. Here's a big difference between first and second half. Shot from the corner missed. 17 team free throws between the two in the first half. No one's been to the line since halftime. Just four foul whistles. Abilene Steele at midcourt. Play in traffic. Shot doesn't go. Bulldogs possession with 6:10 remaining. Choose to. Marysville can mostly play keep away here. Avoid the turnovers and hold the lead. There's a traveling whistle. Defensive pressure forcing that. Jenna Hayes, starter back in the lineup for Abilene. Laney Schaefer's back in for Marysville. Still 37-23. Boys action to follow tonight. Scott Brown comments on our pregame show. Marysville boys atop the NCKL undefeated in four starts. Pass to the lane, stolen by Runnabomb. Bulldogs take it away. Franco plays Paschal in the lane. Turnaround shot over a defender, doesn't fall. Runnabomb, offensive rebound, they can't hang on. Ball swiped away. Then a whistle on the outlet pass. It's going to be a foul on MHS. Madison Runnabomb trying to get it back. It's her third, second team foul. Abby Lillard checks back in for the Cowgirls. Yeah, we were in the bonus both ways first half. Not even close here since intermission. Five total team fouls. Cowgirls need some unanswered baskets. Lillard from the corner knocks down the tray. That's her fourth. No, her third tray here tonight. She's got 15 points. And Abilene's second basket in the second half. 37-26. Franco near side. Had a whistle and a turnover on Marysville. Gravers back in the lineup. With 5:10 left. Crowd goes so silent at times. It's just such a different atmosphere with the limited crowd. It's almost like a JV or a warm-up contest here. Michael Ivey takes time out. 4:54 remains. It's Marysville leading Abilene girls 37-26.
Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance, providing high-quality coverage and service, all at a competitive premium cost. Since 1888, Bremen Farmers Mutual has offered homeowner, farm owner, business owner, fire, and inland marine coverage. Dependable and affordable. See your local agent representing Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance. Learn more about the various insurance products offered by going online at bfmic.com.
I'll chuckle as I admit, though, when the crowd sits so quietly, it's almost like I ought to be quiet, too, and that's not my job. And I've been at this for so long, when the crowd's that quiet, it seems like something's wrong.
and it's just kind of a weird sense here tonight. I guess I'll get used to it. Marysville leading Abilene girls 37-26. Glad to have you along, KNDY and BVTV tonight. Road trips for Marysville puts us on the air Tuesday and Friday of next week on the radio and online. Now fight for a takeaway on the far side. Pass was knocked down. Madison Runnebaum's going to pick up her fourth personal foul. Evens up the team fouls at three apiece. Runnebaum stays in for the moment. Here comes Emily Dressman to the scorer's table. Shot for three by Clements out of the corner. Doesn't draw iron. Runnebaum pulls down the rebound. She has been a workhorse on the boards. Both sides. Here's Paschal with pressure by Clements out front. Braver shoots from the corner. Missed a three off the heel of the rim. And it's out to the Cowgirls. Down by 11. With 4:15 left. Linda Franco swipes a pass. Plays to Eva Paschal ahead of the pack. Layup is good on the conversion. Eva Paschal to steal from Franco to set it up. Paschal's got 13 points. Bulldog lead at 13. Abby Lillard to the lane. Shot missed. Runnebaum rebound. She's playing with four fouls, but Amy Renier's, well, I guess she's got Dressman set to check in. I'd say she's getting some production out of Runnebaum on back-to-back boards. And now a basket to boot. Madison Runnebaum's got 12 points. It's 41-26. Bulldogs pulling away 15-point lead here. What Cowgirl fans there are trying to rally something. Runnebaum, yet another rebound. Whistle on the return trip down the floor. Joy Clements, second personal. Here Runnebaum comes out of the game with Dressman checking in. I hate to lose her, the kind of work she's doing out there. Trio of Abilene substitutions with 3:20 left. Mike Clybe maybe conceding this one. Full court pressure. Paschal, the ball handler, out in the forecourt. Franco out top with help. Braver, far side to Paschal. Three out of the corner. Nope, got it for two. Eva Paschal's got the score. And 15 points to lead Marysville scoring. It's 43-26. Marysville's biggest lead at 17. Bad pass, far side, got away to Marysville. We'll check scores and updates on area games on the Farm Bureau Insurance Scoreboard Show after the game tonight. Kansas teams scheduled Tuesday were not allowed back in action until tonight. Modifications of the State Activities Association rules. Miniman's in the lineup for Franco. And Bella Rader checks in for NHS. Comfortable double-digit Marysville lead with 2.5 minutes remaining. Bulldogs going to improve to 2-3 if they hold on to this one. Abilene's lost in both their earlier starts. Raiders foul out front. Clemens picks up her third. Neither team's in the bonus or all that close. Inbound sideline to your Raider. Guard at top of the key. Help coming from Schaefer. Follows a post. Now she's pressured. Miniman takes it around far side. Bulldogs are working the clock. Under 2 minutes. The back-to-back wins as their last outing was a victory over Concordia. That's their opponent on the road Tuesday. Abilene's been playing pressure defense out in the forecourt, not to a lot of success. Schaefer for three out front. Flat off the rim, doesn't fall. Cowgirl rebound. Still down 17 with a minute and a half left. Three from the corner by Clemens, doesn't draw iron. Schaefer's underneath for the board. And quickly fouled. Allison Leiby's second. A couple of substitutions off the Abilene bench. And Emily Dressman checks in for MHS. Amy Renier's team looking to sew this one up here at home. Raider out top, near side of Minnan. Bounce pass, swiped away by Sammy Stout. Whistle on the near side. McKenna Miniman picks up her first, a fourth Marysville team foul. These last couple of minutes have just been crawling along. Three missing off the back of the rim. Long balls just wouldn't fall for Abilene tonight. Weren't hesitant to shoot. Miniman rebound, kind of reach in, takes it back. Finds Schaefer still in the backcourt, crossing midcourt. Laney Schaefer is fouled. That's Alice Bathurst second. Puts us in the bonus. Schaefer to the line on the first free throw here in the second half for either team, as there were a combined 17 free throws in the first half. Maddie Kapp of the Marysville Bulldogs checking in. Schaefer awaits the ball. She is the only starter that hasn't scored yet. Fix that with a free throw here. And a bonus to come. 18-point margin. Schaefer's second look missed. Rebound is a tie-up. I thought they were going to give that to Ashton Price, who swiped it away, but jump ball. Taylor Myers in for Schaefer. It's 44-26 MHS with just 41 seconds left. Boys teams waiting in the wing. They'll tip off in the nightcap. Turning at midcourt, Sammy Stout. Look in the lane, nothing doing. Perimeter passes, far side, almost got away, out of bounds. Save in the corner. Tip to Stout between defenders. She needs help. Manages to get away, then tumbles into the lane as a foul is whistled to stop the clock at 18 seconds. Minimum second. Abilene will fall in their third start of the season. Losses to Concordia and Smoky Valley. Struggling offensively here at Marysville tonight. Reagan Ditto's fouled on a shot beneath. A couple of free throws coming with just over 10 seconds left. Ditto free throw missing. And a second try from the stripe. Doesn't want to fall. Hard fight for possession on the rebound. A good effort by Marysville's Maddie Kapp. Tripped up and was fouled. Leaves us 6 seconds as we head to the charity stripe in the 1-1. Maddie Kapp to the line for MHS. Bulldogs 6 of 8 at the stripe tonight. Kapp's free throw is good. She'll shoot a bonus. chance to extend the lead to 20. Abilene settles for a pair of field goals in the second half, one each in the third and fourth quarters. That's it. 5 points. Second free throw miss, knocked around by Ashla Price, who tries to save it inbounds, but it's taken by Abilene down the floor at the buzzer. And our final tonight, girls play Marysville 45, Abilene 26.
Legacy Carpet Cleaning will give your floors a fresh as new look. Let their team of dedicated professionals tackle your carpet or tile cleaning. Your home feels fresh, looks great, and makes a more healthy environment for you and your family. Call Skyler Price today for an appointment and let Legacy Carpet Cleaning in Marysville go to work for you.
JD Construction wants to make your dream home a reality. Whether you want to build a custom home, remodel your current home, or add on a deck or patio, JD Construction can handle all of your residential construction needs. They are also experts when it comes to agricultural and residential buildings. For small or large projects, consider a custom building from JD Construction. They'll give you high-quality work while staying on schedule and budget. Contact Jared Smith at 562-5472. From start to finish, it's JD Construction.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Free CPA in Marysville has built a heritage of trust and reliability with your accounting, tax, and business advisory needs through the years. Certified public accountant Marcus Fries, with over 25 years of experience, and his staff continue that tradition of outstanding service to you, the customer, each and every day. Free CPA, downtown Marysville.
Hi, this is Jen with Alliance Insurance. The girls on Broadway want to wish all the area athletes the best of luck this season. Come see us at Alliance Insurance, 709 Broadway, Marysville, Kansas, 785-562-2393.
You're fine. Marysville 45, Abilene 26. Abilene just went stale in the second half. Not that they had a strong first half offensively with 21 points, but just two field goals in the second half. A deuce in the third quarter and a tray in the fourth quarter. That was it, as the Marysville defense was impressive all night long. And offense equally impressive. All five starters and nine Lady Bulldogs on the books here tonight. An impressive 45-26 win to open the 21 portion of the campaign for Amy Renier's squad. Now improving to 2-3, evening their NCKL mark at 1-1. Abilene has lost their three starts. This is their second league loss. 45-26, Marysville victorious. We'll come back, check the totals as our post-game show continues after this.
New masks have arrived at Reflections Hallmark. Come in today to see the new styles, which are a fitted pattern to reduce glasses fog. They come in adult and kid sizes and in both everyday and holiday prints. Reflections is also stocking sweaters and winter accessories, so you can always look sharp and stay warm. Reflections in downtown Marysville, more than just your favorite Hallmark store.
Have you ever had the experience of having someone wait on you that acted like they were doing you a favor? Or someone who makes you feel like you interrupted them from doing something else? A positive attitude. That's what you get when you bank with us. First Commerce Bank. Experience the difference. Member FDIC.
This year's Value Bonanza sales event at Candy Quip gives you more ways to save. Choose 0% financing, cash back, and more on select New Holland tractors, hay and forage products, and material handling equipment. These offers end December 31st, so make the trip to Candy Quip in Marysville today. You get more choices and more savings when you buy during Value Bonanza.
For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
Sunflower Community Credit Union recognizes that members' health, both personal and financial, is top priority. In order to make your banking a completely safe experience, they're proud to now offer drive-in convenience. Monday through Friday, 7:30 till 5:30, Saturday, 8:30 till noon. Lending can be done remotely as well. Contact their friendly loan officers at 562-3741. New members always welcome. Call, go online, or drop by Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville for more details. Caring about your personal and financial health, Sunflower Community Credit Union.
Marysville girls victorious on their home court, 45-26, led by Eva Peschel with 15 points. Madison Runnebaum, 12 points and a whole bunch of rebounds. Linda Franco scores four. Macy Raver a tray, and Lainey Schaefer adds a free throw off the bench. It's Emily Dressman with six. McKenna Miniman scores two free throws each for Maddie Kapp and Taylor Meyer. Marysville with the win improves to 2-3, 1-1 in league play. Abilene struggled offensively. Abby Lillard was about it with 15 points, including four trays and two of two free throws. Jenna Hayes was the only other starter to score. She finished with six. Off the bench, Sammy Stout with a pair of free throws. Clara Danifer and Alice Bathurst with a free throw each. As Abilene is winless in three starts, their second league start. Marysville 45, Abilene 26. With boys teams warming up, tipping off in a little bit less than 10 minutes, Scott Brown's our guest on the pregame show after a check of news and weather on KNDY.
A good livestock shed will provide your livestock with a safe place from storm, snow, and high winds. Hometown Lumber and Hardware has portable livestock shelters that give your animals the space they need with plenty of headroom for horses. They come in a choice of colors and are built in Marysville to your specifications with delivery available. Provide your herd and horses with a beneficial shelter. A quality-built, portable livestock shed from Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
It's service you can always trust at Sink Gordon & Associates in Waterville and Marysville. Their experience in all matters of farm, business, and individual income tax planning and preparation, estates and trust, accounting and payroll services too. Call Chad Parker in Waterville at 363-2263, Renee Gibson or Aaron Wright in Marysville at 562-3858. Sink Gordon & Associates, comprehensive and innovative accounting in Northeast Kansas since 1946.
KNDY.